helped his plate or helped himself?
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already done what?
Helped his plate.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't
care for that.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
leftovers.
Or you've done what to it? It's been...
reheated.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
swallow.
Okay, he could chew it, but he couldn't...
swallow.
Okay. And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, those would be different kinds of...
vegetables.
Okay. Where would you grow them?
In your garden.
Would you have any special name for them if you grew them yourself?
Homegrown vegetables.
Okay. And this is something that it grows in wet places. It's a grain. It's white.
Rice.
Okay. Do they grow any around here?
No.
Do you ever hear people making whiskey around here, out in the woods or something?
I think they have in the past, yes.
How did they do that?
Made it at the stills, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What was it called?
Moonshine.
Uh-huh. Any other names?
White Light. I don't know.
No. Uh-huh. What about beer that you make at home?
I wouldn't know.
Do you ever hear of taking the skimmings from the sugar cane? When you're making syrup, taking the skimmings and letting them ferment?
Yeah, you could.
What's that called?
Boat.
Mm-hmm. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you tell somebody just that.
Smell.
Okay. And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
the real thing.
But this is
genuine.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of syrup or molasses called long sweetening and short sweetening? Mm. And a sweet spread that you could put on toast in the morning.
Jelly, jam.
And something you'd season your food with.
Butter.
Or...
salt.
And...
pepper.
Say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you...
may I have an apple?
Or he'd just point to and say...
apple.
Uh-huh. Or give...
give me an apple.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
down the street, or, over,
uh-huh,
across the street.
Do you ever say, over yonder?
No.
Do you ever hear that?
I say, over there,
uh-huh,
sometimes, but not yonder.
Uh-huh. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
right?
Or do it this...
this way?
Uh-huh. And when sugar was sold, weighed out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold...
by the pound.
Okay. Or sold in... if you buy...
bulk.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, sold loose?
Yeah.
What did that mean?
That it wasn't packaged up.
Mm-hmm.
Like cabbage, heads of cabbage, if you... or tomatoes.
Those
or
are
oranges. Sometimes they're sold bagged, sometimes packaged, and sometimes loose.
Uh-huh.
And loose means that it's not already packaged. It's packaged for you, individual, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And say there was a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or you never have any money, you're...
poor.
Okay. And